This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, Do It Yourself. When the plant you're trying to cultivate has been illegal forever, you're sort of forced into the DIY realm. Maybe you're learning your craft in a backyard with a really high fence or in a basement with a very strong growing light. You get where I'm going with this, marijuana. But as this drug is becoming more mainstream and is being legalized in many states as a serious treatment for a long list of ailments, marijuana breeders are beginning to augment whisper-down-the-lane wisdom with serious science to validate the potency and purity of their cannabis, Andrew Stelzer reports.
In 2009, 3 years out of college, Mitchell Stern quit his job as a journalist in D.C. and moved to California, hoping to join the Green Rush, the exploding medical marijuana industry.
I started as an unsuccessful flower grower.
He'd never grown weed before. His product just couldn't compete with growers with years of experience. Mitchell searched for information on how to grow good, powerful cannabis. He even pored through old college textbooks. But his real education began when he got a job as a security guard at a marijuana shop that sold small starter plants.
And every morning, all the growers would be sitting there waiting for their turn in line, and each of them would be talking to the other about, oh, I'm trying this light, I'm trying these nutrients, I just figured out this, you know, new technique or whatever. So I would sit there every morning and listen and take it all in.
This is how marijuana knowledge has been passed on for generations, in whispered tips and secrets between a trusted circle of peers. With that word-of-mouth information, Mitchell slowly built his own cannabis company, Burning Bush Nurseries. Nowadays, his seeds and starter plants are good. So good that you can find his brand on the shelves of one of the largest medical marijuana dispensaries in the world, the legendary Harborside Health Center in Oakland.
Next patient, please.
Mitchell says the industry has changed. Today, hundreds of thousands of patients across the country queue up to cure all sorts of ills. It's become crucial to know exactly what's in each dose of cannabis. It's no longer just stoners looking to get the best high.
Now that cannabis is becoming more socially acceptable and people are using it more and more, people want to know that their medicine is safe.
Just about everything sold here, from hash to cookies to gummy candy, is now labeled with information about what's inside. Stephen D'Angelo is founder of Harborside. He says his two medical marijuana dispensaries grossed over $40 million last year. Harborside sells some 60 types of cannabis and extracts with names like Blue Dream, Ghost OG, and False Teeth. Stephen D'Angelo says it's pretty important to choose the right strain.
The kind of cannabis that's good for PTSD, for example, you wouldn't want to use on children with epilepsy, because what you want to do is quell their seizures, not have them lose their memory.
Parents and patients want to know, what is it and how much is in there? And that's why chemist Terry Deng is preparing a sample of cannabis for potency testing. She's part of the lab team at CW Analytical. Inside an unmarked warehouse in Oakland, it looks like your typical science lab, filled with vials and beeping machines, except everyone has on black lab coats instead of white.
So the sonicator helps us break down and extract the cannabinoids. So basically there's ultrasonic waves that are being pushed through the water, and it helps just kind of break down the sample into smaller particles.
To find out how strong a strain of marijuana is, the lab tests for two main things, cannabinoids and terpenes. Cannabinoids are compounds that affect the body's chemistry and the mind. The most well-known cannabinoid is THC. That's the one that gets you high, so to speak. Terpenes are oils in marijuana. They change both the smell and taste of the drug. For $200, professional growers can get that potency analysis done on their cannabis and test for impurities.
Cannabinoid profiling, microbiological analysis, pesticide analysis, terpene analysis, and residual solvent analysis.
That's Emily Richardson from CW Analytical. She says testing cannabis this way has only been done for the past few years. It used to be just law enforcement agencies testing THC levels for criminal cases.
Now, we're approaching it from a quality assurance standpoint and a consumer safety standpoint.
CW does provide data on potency, but then it's the growers and dispensaries who take that information and use it to market their products. At the dispensary counter, patients get advice on what strain might be more appropriate for pain relief versus insomnia. There's not a lot of validated science on that health advice, but these million-dollar labs have given the industry information on the chemical makeup of their cannabis. So before that, how did you know what was in that pipe or batch of pot brownies?
The only testing methods we had was to smoke a joint. Which one was going to be more potent?
That's Stephen D'Angelo, who owns the big medical dispensary. He's been in the marijuana business for 40 years and says some commonly held beliefs and urban legends have been confirmed by rigorous science, but other assumptions have turned out not to be true. For example, the purple strains, like Purple Urkel, Granddaddy Purple, Purple Kush, were thought to be incredibly potent. But turns out, they're relatively low in THC content.
It was really challenging in the beginning for these do-it-yourself breeders to really identify what was happening with these different strains.
So far, these modern science labs only test for quality. It will be up to clinical researchers and big universities to definitively determine which strains help with different health conditions like Alzheimer's or multiple sclerosis. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.